Focus strategies. Focus strategies apply the generic low-cost provider and differentiation strategies in niche areas of the market or industry. Customers have narrowly defined needs. An organization using this strategy is competing only against rivals in that customer segment. The market may be smaller this way, but the intent is to capture more of it. A focused low-cost provider strategy could be illustrated by a gyro chain that focuses on those customers who are more interested in the price of the meal than they are in the quality of the food or the attractiveness of the surroundings. While the focus is on customers who want a specialty food, the strategy hones in on cost-conscious buyers. A focused differentiation strategy could be illustrated by a cruise ship business that offers family-friendly cruises. The ships and their activities are designed to include activities for parents and children. Conditions that favor a focus strategy. Focus strategies are used when a market niche exists that is large enough to generate sufficient sales and profit. A focus strategy is especially attractive if large competitors have decided not to compete in this segment, and if the difficulty or expense of imitating the organization's advantage discourages future entrants. Crafting and executing strategy notes that a focus strategy may be a good way to enter a market. It allows the entrant time to acquire a deeper understanding of the customers and its future rivals and to build a brand. Risks of focus strategies. A focus strategy is liable to the same risks as broad strategies. The small market segment may become even smaller. Customers' tastes may change, or customers may be satisfied with an entirely different solution. Competitors may enter an uncrowded segment. Imitation of the focus strategy is a particularly dangerous risk when the imitator has extensive resources. For example, food processors selling organic products to consumers have little competition at first. These companies may have differentiated their products in such a way that they avoided direct confrontation, even within the market niche. For example, organic soups, organic children's foods. With growing consumer interest, however, new organic divisions of large companies now exist.